Welcome to the Hall of the Bunga Dynasty. The Bunga Dynasty Hall tells the story of Georg Bunga's distinguished family, which included 8 sons and 4 daughters. In 1784, Gregor Bungan and his sons were entered into the noble genealogical book of Kiev Governorate. Many descendants of this lineage became renowned apothecaries, pharmacists, doctors, and scientists in general. 3 of his sons followed in their father's footsteps. Johann Friedrich Bunga, 1760-1830, the eldest son, learned from his father and served as a Gesell, apothecary's assistant in his pharmacy. Later gaining experience, he himself earned the title of apothecary. Leaving his father's pharmacy to his brother Andrei, he opened his own in 1791. In his apothecary shop, besides medicines, one could find and purchase various plants and useful remedies, aromatic substances, medicinal wines, fragrant herbs, and spices. The Kiev Pechersk Lavra ordered materials for preparing myrrh and kahors wine from him. However, his primary occupation was scientific research. The St. Petersburg Academy of Sciences elected him a corresponding member. He was also the elder of the Lutheran Church. Georg Jr. Bunge, 1761 to 1815, the second son, also continued the family tradition, opening his own pharmacy in 1811 in Pechersk, opposite the Royal Palace on Aptekarska Street, now Shovkovichna Street. Andrei Georgievich Bunga, 1766-1814, was the third son. After his father's death, he managed the Podil Pharmacy according to his will, continuing and improving the family's pharmaceutical business, adding the cultivation of medicinal herbs and plants. He oversaw an apothecary garden of 2 hectares on the slopes below St. Andrew's Church. He founded a botanical garden and vegetable garden in Kurenivka. He established a woad factory nearby, for which raw materials grew there. He set up the production of blue linen dye from the woad plant. Emperor Alexander I ordered to express monarchical favor for Bunge's diligence for the common good. He cultivated rhubarb, a panacea for all diseases. Andrei Bunge's firstborn, Oleksandr, became an outstanding botanist. Oleksandr Andreyevich Bunge, 1803, Kiev, 1890, Estonia, was a Ukrainian botanist, member of the Imperial Academy of Sciences, professor at Dorpat University, and dean of the botany department. He entered Dorpat University to study medicine and natural sciences. He was the director of the Dorpat University Botanical Garden. A traveler and systemic florist, several plant species are named in his honor. He conducted research on the flora of Siberia, Altai, and Persia. Oleksandr Oleksandrovich Bunge was the son of the famous traveler Oleksandr Andreyevich Bunge. He was a naval fleet physician and doctor of medicine. He served as a physician, naturalist, and head of an expedition to Siberia. In 1900, he received an invitation to an expedition to Svalbard as a naval fleet physician. During the expedition, he collected bones of fossil animals contemporary to mammoths and remains of ancient vegetation. He assembled mineralogical and botanical collections of flora and fauna. He conducted meteorological observations and studied the climate of the Norwegian archipelago. Bunge Land Island is named after him. He emigrated to Estonia. Kristofor Georgievich Bunge, 1781-1861, was the founder of veterinary medicine and higher veterinary education. He was the first to describe the disease of anthrax. In 1830, under Bunge's leadership, an outbreak of plague among cattle in Ukraine was eradicated. Christian Georgievich Bunge, 1776-1857, was one of Kiev's first pediatricians. By profession, Christian Bunge was an epidemiologist who studied childhood diseases. He served as a lecturer and doctor at the Kiev Mohyla Academy. The prevention system he implemented helped prevent the spread of cholera among students of the Kiev Mohyla Academy. Mykola Christianovich Bunge, 1823-1895. Son of Christian Bunge. A prominent Ukrainian economist, academician, minister of finance, chairman of the Cabinet of Ministers, and rector of St. Volodymyr University. As a statesman, Monsieur Bungay contributed to the peasant reform abolishing serfdom. He developed a system of foreign investment in Ukrainian industry, which doubled coal production in Donbass and developed the iron ore industry of Kryvyi Rih. The city of Bunj in Donetsk region was named in his honor. With his assistance, the Kyiv Commodity Exchange was established. Professor of the Department of Political Economy at St. Volodymyr University, Dean of the Law Faculty. He served as rector of St. Volodymyr University three times, from November 1863 to June 1864. At the invitation of Emperor Alexander II, he taught political economy and financial law to Tsarevich Nikolai.